Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 15, 1806. Coulter heads back west. There is quite a bit of activity today. Captain Clark writes the details.
After assembling the chiefs and smoking one pipe, I informed them that I still spoke the same words which we had spoken to them when we first arrived in their country in the fall of 1804. We then invited them to visit their great father, the President of the United States, and to hear his own counsels, and receive his gifts from his own hands, as also see the population of a government which can at their pleasure protect and secure you from all your enemies, and chastise all those who will shut their ears to his counsels. We now offer to take you at the expense of the government, and send you back to your country again with a considerable present of merchandise, which you will receive of your great father. The great chief of the Minnetarees spoke. He said he wished to go down and see his great father very much, but the Sioux were on the road and would most certainly kill him. When he saw at last that we told him that we had made peace with all the nations below, he said he had opened his ears and followed our counsels. A young man offered to go down, and they all agreed for him to go down. The character of this young man I knew as a bad one, and made an objection as to his age and character. At this time Gibson, who was with me, informed me that this young man had stole his knife, and had it then in his possession. This I informed the chief, and directed him to give up the knife. He delivered the knife with a very faint apology for wishing to send such a man to see and hear the words of a great man as their great father. Coulter, one of our men, expressed a desire to join some trappers who offered to become sharers with and furnish traps and etc. The offer was a very advantageous one to him. His services could be dispensed with from this down, and as we were disposed to be of service to any one of our party who had performed their duty as well as Coulter had done, we agreed to allow him the privilege, provided no one of the party would ask or expect a similar permission, to which they all agreed that they wished Coulter every success, and that as we did not wish any other men to separate until we should arrive at St. Louis. We gave Coulter some small articles which we did not want, and some powder and lead. Captain William Clark, August 15, 1806.
Coulter spent four more adventurous years in the Rocky Mountains and on the upper Missouri River. In his wanderings, he had several hairsbreadth escapes from the Blackfeet. His travels considerably increased white knowledge of the region, especially of the Yellowstone Plateau and Jackson Hole. His journey from Manuel Lisa's fort on the Bighorn River took him through present-day Yellowstone Park, where he discovered geysers and sulfur pools and gave the area the name Coulter's Hell. Tomorrow, giving away the swivel gun.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.